Housing prices in the Treasure Valley and across Idaho are rapidly on the rise. And for many Idahoans, that means they're being priced out of the real estate market. Could shipping containers be the answer for some people? Enter IndieDwell. It is a Boise-based organization creating low-cost, durable, and environmentally sustainable housing using shipping containers. Yes, shipping containers. Scott Flynn and Peter Gombert are the founders of IndieDwell, and they join me in studio today to talk about their vision, what they're creating, and how it could make a difference in a highly competitive real estate market. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I would like to start, and either of you can answer this question. How did this whole idea come together?
Oh, that's the best question of all.
Oh, good.
It really stemmed out of a building company that I currently still have. And that building company is called Flinner Homes Design and Build, and we're known for healthy, high-performance houses. But Flinner Homes caters to, say, like the top 10%. And it was our dream and passion to figure out how can we get everybody on the income spectrum into the product that, say, the top 10% get. So highly durable, very healthy, extremely efficient, and sustainable, and hence IndieDwell. And, you know, we had to ask ourselves what it would take for us for that to happen. And again, Pete's going to go into that a little bit more here, but that's, you know, process and the business model.
Mm-hmm. And so, Pete, how did then that all come together in the sense of, all right, how do we make housing affordable? Because that is something, I mean, across the country, but definitely that we are seeing specifically in the Treasure Valley and other parts of Idaho, so many people are being priced out of the market.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of macroeconomic reasons why this has happened. We won't go into that too much, but it's important to understand that as the economy went through the Great Recession, a lot of home builders got crushed during that time, and a lot of workers in that industry left the industry entirely. And so as the home building industry has come back, really most home builders are building $250,000 to $750,000 houses. And so the market for anything that's considered affordable mm-hmm. has really disappeared. And that's where our business model really, we innovate in three different ways. So business model, the materials that we use, shipping containers as the exoskeleton, and then the process in which we actually build a home. We build them in a factory rather than on site. And so the business model in and of itself is a true innovation when it comes to the price of the home, because we're a public benefit corporation, so we're not trying to maximize the profit that we drive from each individual home. We're trying to drive the cost down in the home while we're at the same time building something that is higher quality, really, mm-hmm. than a stick-built home.
And when we speak higher quality, I mean, it's sustainable, it's durable, you know, environmentally sustainable, but also things like quartz countertops, air conditioning, you know, LED lighting, indoor plumbing. I mean, that's a big one. But I mean, truly, this isn't just here's a shipping container, go live in it. I mean, this is a home.
When you see the IndieDwell homes, you would never know that they're a shipping container. So they are clad both inside and out with solid core foam. Then we put the same siding you would see on a house in the north end on the outside, and we put drywall on the inside. So we truly are using the incredible structural integrity that comes with a shipping container to get incredible performance. But we're not using it as an architectural piece, which is how they're typically used when you see them in super interesting homes. Those are very expensive one-off homes. We're not doing that. We're using it truly for the structural integrity, for the energy efficiency, and the strength that they provide.
And Scott, how did you come up with a shipping container? How did that idea manifest itself from, okay, we want this to be affordable, then along comes a shipping container?
So There is somewhere between 35 and 50 million of these in the world. And we just saw some data about a month ago that said somewhere between 20 and 24 million of those are decommissioned. So they're just sitting around. And I read the other day that each one has about 20,000 man hours of embodied energy in each one. So it's...
You've hit on something here, really.
Yeah, and you got to also think that, too, each one of these will carry 68,000 pounds of cargo in it, right?
Wow.
At the most, I think we're putting in 10,000 pounds on the heavy side. So they're completely underutilized. The structural integrity is just over the top. And so as long as we're utilizing that shell and we're not building, say, another framework inside of it that you would see, say, online on a video, then you keep your costs down. And the other thing is they're meant to travel, right?
They're
meant to be put on a truck and shipped. And
so building them in a facility versus on site, mm-hmm. it lends itself to that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and what happens is a typical manufacturing company will build out of sticks, right? Well, they have to over engineer. They have to add in almost twice as much lumber into their homes as a typical home so that they don't rattle themselves to death when they drive down the road.
Fascinating. We are speaking with Scott Flynn and Peter Gombert, founders of IndieDwell in Boise. If you have any questions for them about creating affordable housing by using repurposed shipping containers, we do want to hear from you. You can always email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I wanted to talk about the affordability mm-hmm. factor. So, Pete, you had said that, you know, most home builders, and we've talked about this on the program before, are not building under the $250,000 mark. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, that makes housing unaffordable mm-hmm. to buy your own home. Mm-hmm. What is your type of cost with that?
So for a 640-square-foot unit, which is two bedrooms, full bath, full kitchen, and all the amenities that you already mentioned, our price is about $70,000.
For those of you on the radio, I just had a moment there. My eyes just got really big. That's pretty incredible.
It is. It's an incredible price point. Now that does not include land and that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Especially in places like the Treasure Valley where it is just expensive right now.
Yeah. But when we compare what we're doing to housing being built anywhere in the country, what we like to look at is the per door cost and the per bedroom cost, because when we're talking about housing affordability, that's really what matters. So our per door cost is coming in at $70,000-ish to maybe up to $100,000, but our per bedroom cost is coming in somewhere between $40,000 and $25,000 a bedroom, which is half of what we see anywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm. And so as of January, I believe there were no IndieDwell homes in the Treasure Valley. When are we going to see them here? I mean, you're based in this area, mm-hmm. but is it not something that's been popular yet or where are we at with that whole process?
No, we're just ramping up our production right now. And so the first IndieDwell installation is actually going in Boise down by the Whitewater Park. It's an individual couple that's putting in a 960-square-foot unit and then an accessory dwelling unit behind it. We've got four units going in up on the bench, and that's a federally funded program with alongside a nonprofit.
That will be for, I'm assuming, people lower economic, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got projects all over the region. So we've got two projects in Denver. We've got projects in Seattle and Portland. I just spoke with the city of Missoula yesterday. So there's the reaction to what we're doing has been phenomenal.
Are you the only organization doing something like this, or is this a phenomenon that we're starting to see across the country?
In this arena, where we can't find another company that's doing this at this scale, with this business model and this mm-hmm. scale, for sure. Yeah. And again, it's you go to the internet and you see all these tricked out shipping container homes, and those are the one-offs that get very expensive, and that's just not our model. You know, we have a few floor plans, and they're high quality, and they're very efficient, and they're the flows very well, and we're just going to stick with that, and that's how we keep our pricing.
And like you were saying, nothing like you're doing because of that caveat of keeping it mm-hmm. affordable mm-hmm. and the mission that you have.
That's right.
To make sure that people can get into affordable housing and even working with federal programs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And how important is that? I mean, it seems like that must be like the kind of bottom line of your mission, mm-hmm. it sounds like to me.
It's actually one of the things that Scott and I talked about going into this is we're trying to be able to provide housing affordability to the market, generally speaking. So affordable housing is almost used as a noun.
Right.
And that is
right.
a definition of a federally funded house for somebody that's making, you know, between 30 and 60% of AMI in the area. And what we're trying to do is provide a level of housing affordability to the entire spectrum. I would love to live in one of our houses.
I would love to clean one of those houses because it wouldn't take much time.
And so that really is the key, is how do we provide something to the marketplace that anyone would want to live in, mm-hmm. but is affordable. And not only affordable with the purchase price, but, you know, operating costs on our units, because they're so energy efficient, are supposed to be roughly about $500 a year in total operating costs.
And that has to be then, when you talk about across the spectrum, there are then people, I think, when it comes to you know, being environmentally conscious mm-hmm. and what that does. You're seeing mm-hmm. people like that coming in, I'm assuming, and being very interested in your homes.
Well, yeah, it ties to the whole story. You know, it's you know, the more efficient that you are, the less impact you have on the environment. You know, and so what these are really doing is they're changing people's perspectives. We have a lot of people that come in skeptics, and everybody leaves an advocate. Everybody. There hasn't been one person yet that said, you know what, this isn't working.
Yeah, I wouldn't live in this, right? Yeah, I don't think you've heard that. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and chatting with us about this. Scott Flynn and Peter Gumbert are the founders of IndyDwell, based in Boise. They are looking to create more housing with repurposed shipping containers. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today and chatting. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.